You can visit our website anytime you like, rte.ie/money, for more details on those five mentors and the Eurovision Song Contest 2013. Now, one of the prerequisites for being a radio broadcaster, good or bad, rude or not, is being able to think on your feet and keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, as Rudyard Kipling once said. Anyway, but thinking on your feet and live speech is not restricted only to broadcasters. There are many people who need to talk for a living and for entertainment purposes. So our ears pricked up when an email arrived to the Mooney inbox telling us about Mairead Murphy. And we just had to invite her into the show because we were told that she can talk on any topic for 90 seconds, any topic at all. She honed her skills through Toastmasters. And this weekend, she is the only Irish woman competing in the UK and Ireland Table Topics Final in Cork. And I'm going to give it a go myself. Brenda's going to give it a go if we've time. And we've got a couple of other experts on the phone who we'll meet shortly. And earlier, Katrina put out the call because we have some people who called in and they want to have a go as well. All right. We've got lots of prizes. We'll tell you about those later on, which include tickets to the next Mooney Tunes on the 18th of December at the National Concert Hall. And everybody who takes part will get a Mooney watch. Kieran Moore is here also. He's from Castleknock Toastmasters. And he's our judge today, offering positive feedback, I'm told, Kieran. Positive feedback. I'm not allowed to use the word criticism, constructive or otherwise. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Discuss. 90 seconds starting now. No. But tell me, why can I not use the word criticism?
Because the idea of Toastmasters and personal development is you support people to learn. You don't tell them what they're doing badly. You suggest ways that they can improve. So therefore, it gives them a self-confidence to go ahead and do it. So you eliminate the self-limiting beliefs of why they can't. It's why you can. So in that order, you help people to improve step by step by step to become excellent public speakers.
Now, who are Toastmasters, would you tell me?
Toastmasters is a worldwide international organisation founded in 1924 in California. At the moment, there are approximately 280,000 members worldwide in 116 countries. And in Ireland and England, there is approximately 7,500 members. In Ireland, there is over 100 clubs, and the UK, there is probably 150. We are developing at a rapid pace. There are clubs opening all the time in Ireland. And one area we're trying to focus on is helping the corporate world to improve their business presentation skills. For there is a serious need there for businessmen to be able to make a good case for their product.
A good pitch, let's say.
Yes. Yeah. Effectively.
How did you get involved?
I was involved in public speaking when I was younger, and I was always interested, but I didn't know Toastmasters existed till I found a course in my local community college, Castleknock Community College, and I went along there. And it was there I discovered there actually are clubs all over Ireland. So I joined my local Castleknock Toastmaster Club in January 2009, and since then I've gone on to be club president, and now I'm area governor, Area 16, which looks after four clubs, Castleknock, Phoenix Tower in Drumboyne, Navan and IBM in Dublin West.
And by the way you're talking, I'm thinking you take this very seriously.
I tend to have an interest in it, yes.
Yeah, well, that's one way of putting it. And you're a judge, you're an official judge. Can you explain what that means?
Well, basically, in the past I have had roles where I judge at club competitions, area competitions, and I've judged at international competitions. Mm-hmm. Basically, you're assessing a speaker under a number of headings.
And they are?
They are speech development, which is 30% of the 100 marks. Effectiveness, 25%. Physical appearance, which includes body language, 15%. Mm. Voice, flexibility and volume, 15%. Appropriateness of the speech purpose to the audience is 10%. And correct use of grammar and pronunciation. So they're adjudicated under all those headings.
I'm glad you're not adjudicating on my performance on radio today. Do we get 10% if we do it on Scoelga?
Oh, very good, Derek.
No.
Very good.
Nihigam.
And physical appearance. So if I come out and, I'm wearing a low-cut top or something like that, No?
Let's put it this way. In life, you could be anywhere where you might be asked to make a speech. Yeah. I don't expect to see you in shirt and tie at a barbecue.
Okay.
But at a business executive meeting, I would expect you to be in proper attire.
All right.
So if there's a mismatch, you can lose marks. If you're properly attired, you can score.
So you have to have an eye for fashion yourself then as a judge to understand that those shoes simply don't match that guna or whatever the case may be, or that guy picked the wrong tyre. Look at the stains under his arms. Look at that. Now, come on, he could have put on deodorant. No, and I'm just asking if it is.
You mentioned
physical appearance. Yeah. So there must be a reason for it. What do you mean?
Well, it's physical appearance as well as the dress, but it's also the body language, the message you're coming across. If I'm sitting here speaking to you and I look half dead and half asleep, I'm not going to make much of an impression. But if I'm coming across strongly using facial expressions, hand gestures, body movements, I am reinforcing that point strongly or weakly, as the case may be, and that's another area in which we will look at.
Now, the competition that's on this weekend, how big is it?
It is the final of 12 divisions between Ireland and the UK. So, for example, Moraid is representing an area roughly from Dublin city centre north as far as Belfast. So there's 5 divisions in Ireland. We were 4, but we had to add a 5th because of the growth. And in the UK, there are 7.
Yeah.
So there's 12 finalists. There will be 2 semi-finals of 6 each. 3 will go through from each. And then on Sunday, there will be the best 6 of Ireland and England competing.
So we're very lucky then to have Moraid as the only Irish woman participating.
Yes.
So it's a big deal. Now, you're not a judge this weekend.
No.
Correct. So
no. So
that's it. That's the background. Okay. Yeah. I hope that gives people listening some idea. Mairead, it is lovely to meet you.
Great to be here.
Can
Greg.
I just say, everything is matching perfectly. You look...
Yes. I should get 15%
straight away.
I spent my day preening myself for you, Derek.
No. Not a pity was wasted. So tell us a little bit about your own background.
Well, it'll be 7 years next spring since I joined Phoenix Tara Toastmasters, my own club, meet in Dunboyne Castle Hotel. 7 years ago, I was a wrecked woman, Derek, if I had to speak in public.
A wrecked woman?
A wrecked woman, nothing less. I was a breastfeeding counsellor. I would be absolutely passionate about helping mothers breastfeed their babies if they wanted to. And I was also passionate about home birth. So I would be frequently asked to talk at conferences about breastfeeding or home birth, which the passion was there. And apparently I always came across well enough, but the weeks before the speaking date, I was just destroyed.
A nervous wreck sort of
thing. Nervous wreck. I mean, insomnia, not eating, worry. It was absolutely awful. So if I was going to a conference and speaking on a Sunday morning, well, that was Friday and Saturday, absolutely ruined for me. And then one day, almost 7 years ago, I saw a poster up on a wall advertising Toastmasters, Phoenix Tara Toastmasters, opening a new club in Dunboyne, in the village where I live. So I went along. Now, even that took a lot out of me, because if I was to meet you in a pub, I would stand outside the pub until you came. I'm incapable of going in somewhere and waiting for you on my own.
Well, a lot of people would feel a bit uneasy about that, because you look like you've been stood up.
Exactly. So I couldn't find anybody who was interested enough to go along. So I went in. But you know what? I got such a welcome there. And one of the Toastmasters, he literally took me by the elbow and brought me around and introduced me to one or two people and explained what's Toastmasters all about and what do you do. And then it's a really warm, supportive little family nearly.
Okay.
I've never ever seen kind of a, you know, nudge, would you listen to your one? She's hopeless. I've never seen that attitude.
No, but can I just tell you, they do say it behind your back. So I just think it's important to know that.
Oh, yeah, I know, but Toastmasters are very, you can feel the support there. I was recently at a speaking contest and one of the speakers, he just stumbled and you could see he was hitting a wall.
Yeah.
And you could feel the good wishes from
everybody
room.
Else.
You really
wanting
could.
Him. No, I appreciate
that. Rather than, oh, good.
Now,
no,
Katrina tells me that you were very good pretty much from the off.
Well, I mean, certainly started making an improvement to me.
But you won a few things, didn't you?
I did. I had a bit of beginner's luck at the beginning.
You came close to the top at the very beginning.
At the very beginning, but, you know, I don't know how
don't
that
be shy
happened.
About it, tell us.
No. I one night I went to my meeting and I was only in the door a few months and they said, now, tonight we're going to have a table topics competition. And I thought, oh, great, it's just part of what they're going to do at the meeting. And I entered the competition and the next thing, and the winner of tonight's contest is Mairead Murphy. And I was delighted. I thought that's my €25 voucher for Easons or something. And then they uttered those words. And Mairead will be going forward representing Phoenix Tara Toastmasters. I thought, Mairead will be what?
And you did.
You know? So I went on. Now, I must say, you know, that was stressful going forward, because now I was representing a club in an organisation that I didn't really fully understand yet. But I went ahead and you know what? I won that as well. And then I went on again and so on. So as I call it, it was my beginner's luck. Do you know?
Well, congratulations. You've got two little badges I see on your cardigan. Have they got to do with Toastmasters?
They have, yeah. We've got a sort of an accreditation scheme, Derek. We get the manual when you join first and there's 10 speeches in that. Now, the speeches, you can talk about anything you want. You can talk about a hobby or a time in your life or a person in your life, any aspect. But each speech has objectives that you have to achieve. So speech number one is stand up and speak in public. So if you stand up and you're shaking like a leaf and you're holding on to the lectern, well, you've still achieved your objective. Yeah. And it continues on then. Another speech will have body language, vocal variety, inspirational speeches and so on. And according as you do your manuals,
as you progress, yeah.
You progress, you become... You get it's kind of a twin track approach. There's communication skills, but there's also leadership skills. So you take roles on in meetings and you are a mentorship, kind of a mentorship program. So you mentor newer members and this all leads you to getting your bronze or your silver or your gold.
So you're kind of a black belt at table topics or something like that.
More or less, exactly.
Something like that. OK, so we're going to take a break, get it out of the way. And then after the news, you are going to hear Mairead perform. I think I have to give it a go. And then we've got a heap of people who'd like to join in with a bit of crack. So we'll explain all about that now. Text 51551, email mooney@rte.ie or call us now on 1850 715 900. And if you've never experienced it before, if you know nothing about it, you're going to hear how it works after the news. So let's get on with it, if we may. So, Kieran, just to remind people that you will be judging people on the following.
I will be looking at speech development. I'll be looking at how effective they are in their arguments.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be looking for physical appearance because
you can't see them
on
the
radio. I'll be looking to see their voice. Is it flexible, volume-wise, with feeling, with emotion, with passion? And I'll be looking to see, is it appropriate for the audience? So the audience, I'm assuming here, is appropriate for an afternoon radio audience.
Oh, yes.
And, obviously, are they using correct grammar, pronunciation and word selection? So, Derek, you better be on your best behaviour.
Well, we'll see. I'll do mine at the end if we have time. I'll do my best now. You know, I'm a great man for pulling things out if I don't want to do something. So, Mairead, you're not part of the competition, all right?
Oh, gosh.
But you are in your own competition this coming weekend. So we just want to get an idea of what a real Toastmaster finalist is like and how good they are. Yeah, how do you normally prepare for these kind of things, by the way?
Well, I've asked my colleagues in the club to email me topics.
Yeah.
And I get one of my daughters then to ask me. There's no point in looking and reading the email because already as you're reading them, you're getting
thoughts,
ideas and so on. So just shoot them out to me like that.
So you know? She looks at them and then just says such and such a thing to you and then off you go. Yeah. What was the hardest one you ever did?
The hardest one was a few years ago, our own club one. You come into the room and I say, Mairead, your topic is... aliens have just landed in Ireland for the first time and you're the first human to meet them. What do you do and say?
Do you want a cup of tea? Remember that woman on Beatles about all those years ago? Do you want a cup of tea? Yeah. That's what
was
you do, clearly.
One.
No.
Yeah. No.
What did you do?
Oh, I said I would hop in the spaceship with them and take them all around this beautiful Ireland, island of ours and show them all the sights. And then I would tell them about the way things have gone recently in our beautiful island. And then I would take them to Dáil Éireann and I would ask them to dissolve the government. And I mean dissolve.
Oh, we give her 10 points for creativity. I can see the marks going up. Anyway, Katrina, you're in charge, as you always are when it comes to matters of these kind. So what's going to happen exactly?
I have the mug of topics in my hand.
Yeah, the mugger of all topics, we're calling it. Mugger of all topics.
And what I did was I compiled some topics earlier on, I cut them into little pieces of paper and I folded them up and I put them into this mug, which I am now, and no one has seen this mug, only me. And I'm going to spread the topics
on the table.
On the table, in front of you, Derek. You can
hear them being spread.
Yeah. You can shake them up a little bit.
Yep.
And it's up to you to pick out a topic at random for Mairead. And Mairead will then have a few seconds to compose herself. And once she starts speaking, the clock will start. She's got 90 seconds. At the 60 second mark, she'll hear a bicycle bell noise. That means she's only got 30 seconds left. At 75 seconds, a second bell, only 15 seconds left. And at 90 seconds, there's a gong. And if she's still talking, she's disqualified.
Oh! She has to stop at that moment.
Yeah. She has to stop before the gong.
Presumably there has to be a beginning, middle and end. Is that correct, Kieran?
We're looking for a structure, as you say, beginning, middle and end, and a story that makes sense.
Well, Mairead, can I just say, I wish you the very best of luck at the final.
Thank you, Jerry.
This coming weekend.
Yes.
This is only a bit of fun. Don't take it too seriously.
Yeah.
There are hundreds of thousands of people listening
to my mammy in Killarney.
Oh, yeah. That's, who said that in the Eurovision Song Contest? 600 million and one. Yeah. Hi, mama.
Hi, mummy.
Who said that, Paul?
Lil Lindfors, the Swedish host.
I knew we could find a link. Okay, yeah. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. Yeah.
And as Katrina said, the clock will start the moment you speak. I mean, as I understand it in competition, normally the clock will start the moment you make a gesture.
Yes.
So, but because people can't see that on the radio, exactly. It'll be from the moment you speak.
Okay.
Your topic is, if I could time travel to the past and be any age all over again, I'd like to be.
Time travel. It always seems to give us such opportunity if we could only go back. And looking back at my 47 years on this planet, I would definitely go back to when I was about 23 years old. I'll take you right back to a 23-year-old me. I was literally half the woman I am today. And I was living and working in a city which had an exotic accent, Cork. And I was training there as a nurse. And we had a social life and a work life that was incomparable. I was working with human beings at their weakest moments of their lives, and that is such a privilege. But when the shift would end, we would hit the town and paint Cork City a deep shade of red. Now I'm back in the future to who I am, but part of who I am now was created back then when I was 22, 23, 24. Would I change anything? I don't think so. So time travel, yes, I would love to go back. I'd still like to return from those years to my present life. But 23 was a really fabulous age for me.
Yay! Yay!
Now, I think you finished a few, because the clock is still going, as our
Thank
listeners
God for
can
that.
Hear.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
And still going. And there it finished. So,
okay.
So you finished
okay.
about 10 seconds or 12
yeah.
seconds. I would, was about to say too early, but Kieran, you are the judge. So what would you say now to Mairead?
The thing is, you in the full competition situation, you'll get three lights.
Yeah.
Mairead will know when she's hit full time.
Well, that's the sound was indicating there, those three lights.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So you have a kind of a red, amber and green.
Exactly.
Yeah. At the red light, you have 30 seconds to wrap up. Now, if you go over the 30 seconds, you are disqualified. It's game over. So really, at that stage, you want to be wrapping up your summation to say, I love the topic because, or I agree with it because, bang, 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 and finish. You do not want to be disqualified. I've seen it happen, and the contestants are distraught. Haven't got that far to lose for a couple of seconds. So timing is critical. If you're, conversely, if you don't speak for long enough, you're also disqualified.
Right.
Competition.
And
so,
does the pace matter? I noticed that Mairead was, you know, she was speaking rather slowly to make sure that her thoughts were well formed and she didn't trip herself up, and she wanted to get from one point to the next point and then move the story along gradually, make sure everybody... Oh, I'm doing very well.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's what she was doing.
Yes. Are you sure you weren't in Toastmasters before?
No, absolutely not.
Exactly
no.
how it goes.
Do you have a funny handshake or anything like that?
No,
we're gone.
Not yet.
She had a very smooth transition from point to point. And yes, your voice, pace, pitch and tone makes an awful difference.
Mm.
If you're speaking very fast, you're very excited, as if you're commenting on the Chelsea match.
Michal and Murray Hartig, perhaps.
Yes.
Or
you're slowing it down to make a point of a serious point. I believe that the aftercare for sufferers of whatever it might be is really in need of some overhaul.
All right, so I hope our competitors on the lines, and we've got them. I think we're going to start with Mary, Katrina.
Yes, Claire one is Mary Murphy.
I hope they were listening
Judge.
To all of that. Mairead, well done you, Mairead.
Thank you.
And Mary Murphy Judge is in Knocknacara in County Galway.
Hello, Mary, how are you today?
Hi, Derek, how are you?
Very nice to talk to you. Have you ever done anything like this before?
Never in my lifetime.
And what do you do with yourself normally, can I ask you?
I am unfortunately unemployed.
Sorry
through
to hear
disability.
That. Yeah.
I had to give up work 3 years ago because of a severe arthritis. So I'm a full-time mother, grandmother, and I look after my wonderful husband, Michal.
Mm-hmm.
And I scuba dive as a pastime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the arthritis obviously isn't getting in the way. It's not stopping you from living.
No.
No, that's
no.
good.
Well, I mean, there is a life with arthritis, thankfully.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it just means that I can't work, because if I sit or stand for too long a period of time, I have to lie down. because the bones just become so painful.
Okay, well, let's think of happy things today, all right?
Okay.
Because nice prizes, and Katrina will tell you about those later on.
I'm a happy person anyway.
Wait, that's what we want to hear. All right, so I'm going to pick a topic. And again, just to remind you, from the moment you start speaking, the clock will start. Listen out for those indicators. The little bicycle bell will indicate 60 seconds to, and then 15 seconds remaining, and then it'll end at 90 seconds. And if you're still speaking at that moment, you are out. Do you understand that?
I certainly do.
Okay, are you ready for your topic?
I am indeed.
And from the moment you speak, the clock will start. Here comes your topic. Why the first line of my favourite song means so much to me.
The first song, or I beg your pardon, the first line of my favourite song is, "This is the moment." And "This is the moment" is a song that I and my husband now had played at our wedding 5 years ago. I met my second husband 21 years ago, but unfortunately divorce in Ireland wasn't around at that stage, and we had to wait until it became legal. And after that time, we decided that we would get married. So we got married in a civil service, in a registry office, and our song on the day was "This is the Moment." And the song has the most beautiful lines. "This is the moment, this is the day, this is the hour, our wedding day." And I remember when I heard it and I looked into his eyes with such love, and I just cried because I knew I had my soulmate at my side, and my children were all there and they could see the happiness gleaming, and they could see his happiness gleaming in his eyes. And he's affectionately known in our family as the Blubberer. So for my husband and I, "This is the moment" will always be the song and the line from the song.
Oh, this is the moment. Damn all the odds. This day or never. Go on. I'll stay forever.
This is the day. This is the moment when all our feelings come to play.
Very nice. Very nice. Unfortunately, I think you're disqualified. Am I right in thinking that, Kieran? Explain why that she's qualified.
I didn't even hear it well.
No.
Unfortunately,
you'll have to make it a bit louder for the next contestant.
Unfortunately,
oh, I hate a bad loser.
you're disqualified because they're the rules of the competition.
They're the rules of the competition. Well, we could hear it. We'll just have to assume you're making it up. Anyway, it was lovely to talk to you. Well done, Mary.
Make it a little bit louder for the other contestants.
We'll do our best. You'll get a consolation, all right?
Okay,
bye. Who are we moving on to, Katrina, please?
Player two is Aoife Corrie. She is from Corrifin in County Clare, but she is currently in NUI Galway.
Aoife, how are you today?
I'm great, thanks. How
Aoife,
are you?
Can I just let you make... Can you confirm you can hear this clock? Just play the clock there, please.
Oh, yeah, I can.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. You see, you'd be concentrating on what you're saying, and the clock would become, you know, it's not normally done like this. It's all normally done with the kind of traffic light
visual
system, you know, visual. But at any rate, so Aoife, it's good to talk to you. So thank you very much indeed. What are you doing with yourself?
I'm currently a drama student in NUI Galway.
Oh, well, okay, the drama students. Now you've plenty to say then for yourself. Hey, are you starring in anything? Have you starred in anything?
I'm just kind of doing my lectures and I'm performing in class and things, but my friends are all doing Dramsock and Scums, and we're doing Rent in February 2013.
Well, the best of luck, okay?
Thank you.
All right, here comes your topic, and from the moment you start to speak, the clock will start. Are you ready?
Yep.
My life as a high-heeled shoe.
I couldn't think of a better sentence to represent the way that I live my life. My shoes are so important to me. I'm already 5'9 3/4 of an inch, but I am notorious for going out in my 6-inch heels. The way I look at it is, if there is somebody that is smaller than you, you should not accommodate for your height being bigger. I mean, the way I look at it is, you be yourself, you wear your high heel shoes and you get on with it. The way I look at it is, anyone can be themselves in this life, but if you decide to conform, wear your flats, put your head down and you try and, you know, fit in, it's not going to work for you. Anybody that is in this life and is not living to their full potential in their high heel shoes should not be living, is not living a full life, and that's the way I look at it. I am completely stuck. I'm so sorry. No, it's gone. I'm sorry.
Oh!
I'm so sorry. I got so stuck.
You don't have to apologise for making a bags of it, honestly. I mean, look on the positive side. There is all the grass is always greener on the other side. I thought you did very well up until the moment that you got stuck. So what would you say, Kieran?
I think you did excellently. I loved the way you were developing your speech, and you gave examples of why you were using your shoes or the heels, etc., for developing your life, and that's the knack that's involved. So I wouldn't take it as if you made a bags of it. You do very good.
Oh, I forgot about the golden rule of Toastmasters: no criticism. So I flunked. I wasn't supposed to criticise you at all. Can I just start again? That was an amazing performance. How you managed to get so far is what really stands out to me, considering you're walking in shoes that were so high in the first place. You didn't trip up. You must be used to walking in these high heels. You are a terrific, terrific, amazing, outstanding, if you'll excuse the pun, performer in those high-heeled shoes of yours. How is that sound, Ken?
Excellent.
Sounds like the late Jerry Ryan there.
Yeah, a bit of Jerry in there, yeah. Okay, well, listen, we'll come back to you, so don't go away. We've got to take a commercial break. I really don't think we're going to have time to go to the last person. So I think just because we had two people on, we could probably give them something nice each, couldn't we, Katrina?
We can give them a Mooney goodie bag each.
That will include
a Mooney watch and CDs and books and all sorts of nice things.
But they were both very good. It's a great idea and it's great fun. And Katrina has come up with a brand new idea, which will be, what did you say it was going to be?
Tuesday's table topic.
Tuesday's table topic. So every Tuesday from whenever we decide to start it, if we keep it going, and if you want to join in the fun, we might do this for a bit of crack. Guys, thank you very much. Kieran, thank you for coming in and being our judge and explaining the history of Toastmasters and how you got involved and what it's all about. And Murray, the very best of luck this coming weekend.
Thank you very much. And if there's anybody out there who's unemployed, looking forward to interviews, has to prepare for a speech for a wedding, or prepare for a speech for a funeral or any life event at all, or just chatting in the Parents Association or anything like that, get them to look up Toastmasters and come along to their local club. The first few nights are free. Nobody is going to ever put pressure on you to speak. You speak at your own pace, and it is a very supportive environment. I'd recommend it highly to anybody over 18.
Well, well done. And thank you both very much indeed for coming in, and the very best of luck this coming weekend.
Thanks.
Let us know how you get on, and we'll make sure to mention it.